Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Today, I want to talk about refiring your passion, your happiness, your life, your business, your success. A lot's been happening that kind of dampens things around us, whether it's being alone a lot or being out of work or being frustrated with things changing around us that we feel out of control. And I want to talk about how we take steps to take control of your life, define a new vision for your future, one that works with reality of what's happening around us so that you can start controlling more what's going on. And in doing that, when you redefine your vision, it's going to ignite your passion and allow you to kind of blast through those barriers that are holding you back. And it's going to give you that renewed passion to keep going. It's going to give you energy. So when I talk about refire, it's about energizing, strategizing, mobilizing, and realizing. Four-step process. One is to give you the energy to start facing and figuring out what you want out of life, redefining your goals, setting those goals, finding that motivation to keep moving, to keep going. And you know what happens? Is that motivation comes when you actually start taking time to pay attention to what you want out of your life. It's a good time to take inventory. We've had a lot of things happen in our lives where we realize we don't need as much as we thought we used to. But what about the people we're around? It's a good time to examine the people that you hang out with. As part of that, strategize. Strategize. Who is it that you want in your circle? Who's going to hold your feet to the fire? Who's going to open doors of opportunity for you? Who's going to help you catapult when you reignite and you refire? Oh my gosh, the sky's not the limit. Maximum impact, play big movement, be number one in your field, living your legacy and creating maximum impact. But doing it through strategy, thought, finding the energy to keep moving forward. And then mobilize, meaning taking the action. So when you energize, strategize, mobilize, then you will realize. And it's a system, but it starts with your internal dialogue and your thought. So ask yourself where you are today. Where do you want to be? How do you want to re-envision your future? You've heard me say successful businesses solve a problem and serve a need. And we have a few of those these days. But take some time to strategize the new reality of the economy, the new reality of how you serve your clients, and determine what adaptations do you need to make so that you can properly serve them in the future. You know, I was traveling 75 to 80% of the time for years. In 2020, zero, or maybe 5%. And so it's a new reality for me to adjust and adapt how I can continue serving the most number of people. Are you making those same adaptations? Are you looking for new ways to deliver what you can to support others? It's so important. It's all about you taking control of what you can, energizing, strategizing, mobilizing, and then realizing. You know, part of it is starting with your vision, and then figure out how your positioning in the industry may change as a result of new realities, and seizing your niche and creating your platform or adjusting your platform to streamline your offerings and your opportunity to serve more people. And part of that is recognizing the opportunity to create more intellectual property. And part of that energize is understanding that sometimes things happen to us and it kind of takes the air out of the balloon. So taking a really good look in the mirror and saying, I'm no longer going to deal with mediocrity. I'm going to master what I'm doing. I'm going to seize the opportunity in this new paradigm to create the next level of success that you deserve. And part of that is being real and being accountable to yourself. So a lot of people put their head in the sand. Now is the time to be realistic. What's working, what's not working, what's making you money and what's not, and what's giving you the greatest impact. And when you redo that, we take the time to energize yourself, strategize what changes you need to make, mobilize by making those changes, getting your platform set up, then you can refire, which means that you will then realize the fruits of your labor. You will realize the additional impact you make by understanding the changes in the market, adapting your message and your delivery to create the greatest change. And that's how you play big. That's how you become number one in your field. That's how you live your legacy, because that's your heart-to-heart connection and create maximum impact. So many people are still trying to do business the way they did 5 years ago or even a year ago, and the world has changed. So seize the opportunity to surround yourself with people who want you to succeed, who want to help give you the exponential impact through that power of association. Adjust your intellectual property, create new intellectual property, build your platform so it's more virtual, delivery of services 24/7, and then ignite, refire your business, your life, your impact, and your wallet, because you're going to be serving more people more effectively and how they want to be served in this new reality. So I challenge you, is it time to refire? Just by committing to it and starting on that process, it will elevate your motivation. It will elevate your mood. It will give you that energy to keep going so that you truly can energize, strategize, mobilize, and realize. Thank you so much for being with me today and for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about this inside the Facebook group, Play Big Movement. So if you're not part of that, please join us. And for the rest of you, have a fantastic day and go out and think about refiring today. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.